Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Gardaí and Donegal are warning people that an organised crime gang they suspect to be behind a fresh spate of thefts from cars could strike again. Councillors in North Inishowen have been told it's possible that other areas made more noise in the wake of the 2017 flooding, and that's why they received funding first. Councillors' salaries are set to increase by nearly 50% next year, and Gardaí have issued a warning after receiving an alert from a local bank that one of their customers almost fell victim to a phishing scam in recent days. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up a little later. But first in news, Gardaí and Donegal are warning people that an organised crime gang they suspect to be behind a fresh spate of thefts from cars could strike again. Mass and churchgoers in Castlefin and Dromahol fell victim to the criminals on Sunday, with cars extensively damaged and cash and other items stolen. Investigations are continuing, but Gardaí say this gang is highly mobile and that they could attempt the same on Christmas Eve when gifts are left in cars. Donegal Crime Prevention Officer Paul Wallace says this gang will be hoping people will be careless as spirits run high, and is urging everyone not to get complacent.
So we would just say to people, look, be alert, be in the real world. These people are targeting cars, and if there's stuff laying around inside in cars, be it toys Christmas morning after Santa's visit or whatever, hopefully, don't leave them on display. Don't take them with you at all. Leave them at home. Now, at times, this can be a tactic by criminals to divert guard attention away from other areas as well. And it was from that area that we were, from that angle, that we were saying to people, putting out the warning for the last 2 weeks. But obviously people didn't heed it, Catherine. So we just need to renew that appeal. Don't be leaving stuff visible in your car, whether it's after shopping or if it's outside church services or anywhere that cars are parked.
And I suppose, you know, on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, spirits are running high. You know, it can be quite easy to get complacent.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, everyone's in good spirits. But look, it's just like we put the message out for the last 2 weeks. And obviously in some areas it wasn't heated, in some areas it was. Thankfully, we didn't have any great spike around car parks or around the retail areas in Letterkenny and the other towns, Buncrana, Donegal Town, places like that. But at the same time, we can't be complacent. And we're just asking for the public's cooperation in this. And at the end of the day, Catherine, they'll be the winner because they won't have any to be reporting crime and all that. And I suppose on the day that's on Christmas Eve, we would just like to wish everybody a happy Christmas and a peaceful new year. And hopefully they enjoy the holiday season.
Councillors in North Inishowen have been told it's possible that other areas made more noise in the wake of the 2017 flooding, and that's why they received funding first. The comment was made at a recent municipal district meeting as members discussed the possibility of reopening the old Carndonagh River Walk. Members were told that a survey is taking place and costings are currently being prepared for the possible redevelopment of the walk. Initial indications are that additional land will be required to progress this project, with the schools who own that land being contacted. Councillor Albert Doherty says some of the outstanding issues do go back to the floods.
We do want its restoration. Part of the restoration has to see safety replacements at the perimeter fence for Carndonagh Community School. The council are going to be proactive there at assisting, helping and delivering those safety features. We do know that it's back on the agenda. We don't know what funding is involved, but we do know now that the council are going to positively explore with the schools and land owners the proposed restoration of the Carndonagh River Walk.
There had been log jams, as we said, since the flooding, with a lot of bureaucratic things to be gotten through. Is it your belief that that is now surmounted and it's a clearer path ahead from here?
No, not totally surmounted, because once again, I asked Minister Moran when he was there that there were communities and people who feel left behind after the flood of August 2017. We're one of those people, from our bridge down to the river entering the sea at Tobago. We have many, many issues for our housing and along the river. The river walk is one of those. We're not over the problems, but there's progress, slow as it is, with Donegal Council, County Council, now exploring with the landowners what could be done to return the Riverwalk to its original beauty.
A woman in her 60s has died following a crash in Tyrone. It happened shortly before 7:15 last night on the M1 motorway close to Junction 14 and Tamnamore. The PSNI are appealing for anyone who may have seen the crash to come forward. Fianna Fáil TD Eugene Murphy is backing plans for councillors to receive a substantial increase in pay. According to the Irish Examiner, their salaries are set to jump from €17,000 a year to €25,000 a year in 2020. But local government minister John Paul Phelan says local politicians will no longer be able to claim unvouched expenses. Deputy Murphy, who was a councillor for 30 years, says local representatives do deserve better.
I think they are entitled to some increases. I think we're also going to end up with all vouched expenses, which I would fully agree with, so that everything can be transparent and above board. And I think that there is a need for strong local representation on many issues now. I mean, and I do think that we do need to have strong local representation. On that basis, I certainly think there is a need for some improvement in their financial situation.
Gardaí and Donegal have issued a warning after receiving an alert from a local bank that one of their customers almost fell victim to a phishing scam in recent days. The lady concerned received a call from someone who informed her that the amount of €39 had been taken from her account. The woman was instructed to dial 1 if she wished to further discuss this deduction, and when she did so, she was transferred and informed that someone had tried to spend money from her account. Stephen Burke has more.
The lady agreed to grant remote access to her PC to the caller, and she was then instructed to log into her online banking facility. When this was done, the caller harvested the lady's personal information. They set up a fraudulent beneficiary onto her account. To set up a beneficiary on an account, an activation code is required, and this was sent to the phone of the lady in question by text. She did not supply the caller with this code, and therefore no funds were transferred to the fraudulent account. The caller's number in this case started with the numbers 00441 23. Gardaí are urging the public to advise elderly or vulnerable neighbours and friends of the fact that these scam calls are very common. Advise them to hang up should they receive such a call and contact their bank directly. Genuine banks or businesses will not ask for personal details, nor will they ever request remote access to your PC.
Road Safety Authority officials say it's sad to see that over 650 people have been arrested on suspicion of drink or drunk driving in recent weeks. Gardaí have warned anyone thinking of getting behind the wheel while intoxicated that they will be out in force over the festive period. Almost 1,050 people were arrested last year as part of An Garda Síochána's Christmas Road Safety Campaign. The RSA's Brian Farrell says it's disappointing to see some people are continuing to ignore the road safety warnings.
It's sad to see that so many people are being arrested for driving under the influence, but it does point to the fact that the Gardaí are out there enforcing our laws. The majority of people do heed the advice of the RSA and the Gardaí, but we are talking about a minority who will take silly, stupid chances, and especially at this time of the year when the risks are higher.
Sinn Féin says it's alarming that prisoners were able to get onto a roof at Mountjoy Prison in Dublin last night. 4 men managed to escape a cell block and 3 spent the night on the roof inside the prison staging a protest. They were brought down at 8 o'clock this morning. Sinn Féin's justice spokesperson and South Donegal deputy Martin Kenny claims the prison service is feeling victims of crime when incidents of this sort occur.
We have almost 4,000 prisoners in the country. I know it's a small minority that may misbehave in this way, but it is a difficult situation for many people out there who are victims of crime and to see this sort of thing happening. It doesn't give them confidence. I think confidence needs to be restored, and the way to do that is to ensure that adequate resources are put in place.
Education Minister Joe McHugh has announced plans for 2 separate building projects at the Royal and Prior in Raphoe. One of the projects will provide new science facilities and other classrooms. The other will see improvements to the sports hall. Catherine Gaffney has more.
In the first of the initiatives, the Department of Education has approved funding to convert part of the school into 3 science labs and a prep area, 1 art room and 1 construction studies room. Separately, the school has been included in a border communities project funded through the Department of Foreign Affairs and supported by Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and Taoiseach Simon Coveney. This will involve upgrade work to the sports hall, which has left school staff and students facing serious health and safety concerns. The project is being funded through the Department of Foreign Affairs as part of wider investments in sport facilities and border communities. Minister Joe McHugh says his department's building unit will support the border school project by assisting with expertise required for the planning.
Barnardo's has condemned an attack on a family home in Cork, which has left four people injured, including a child. A 47-year-old woman is in a critical condition after being stabbed in a house in Mayfield at around 11 o'clock last night. A 10-year-old boy and a 26-year-old woman were stabbed in the upper body, and an 18-year-old woman was also injured. Gardaí have arrested a man in his 50s in relation to what they describe as an aggravated burglary. CEO of Barnardo, Suzanne Conley, says the aftermath of this attack will have a serious effect.
Just something that will emotionally mark this child for their lives. And what they're going to need is they're going to need some really good specialist help to help them, first of all, talk about how they feel about this and hope, and in some sense try to understand how this could happen. That's the first thing. And the other thing, what the child is likely to have witnessed is probably their mother being attacked as well. And how can a child make sense of that?
Meanwhile, police have launched a murder inquiry after two bodies were discovered in a flat in Belfast yesterday. The victims have been named as 37-year-old Francis Murray and 47-year-old Joseph Dutton. Owen Murphy reports.
Joseph and Francis's bodies were found in a flat in Kinnaird Close in North Belfast at 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Both had suffered stab wounds, and although their post-mortem examinations have yet to take place, the PSNI has started a murder inquiry. A 35-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of murder last night, and he remains in police custody. The PSNI is renewing its appeal for information. They believe some form of altercation took place in the flat where the victims were found. The police are also trying to find a bag of blood-soaked clothing that they believe was discarded in the area.
The Bishop of Raphoe has said those who are lonely and bereaved at Christmas time are the people who are closest to his heart. Bishop Al McGaughian was speaking earlier on today's 9 till noon show. He said the message of the season is one which goes beyond Santa Claus.
The message of Christmas is not all ho 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 Santa Claus, you know. It is this deeper message of a truth that embraces us all and embraces us even at the hardest and most awful times. That Christmas is for you, even though the froth and bubble of it seems so utterly alien.
Meanwhile, the Bishop of Derry and Raphoe acknowledged that many people face difficulties at Christmas time and there can be tensions within families. However, Bishop Andrew Forster stressed that the Christmas message is one that brings hope.
One of the names given to Jesus was Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Mm. And for me, that's what it's about. There's something about the message of Christmas, that God is with us, the love of God, Jesus coming into this world in a family, that helps us understand the sort of the love that he shows, but knowing that he understands the challenges and the joys and the difficulties of family life as well.
There were no people awaiting inpatient beds at Letterkenny University Hospital as services there wind down for the Christmas period. Nationally, the INMO say there were 217 admitted patients awaiting beds at hospitals across the country this morning. The worst affected facility was University Hospital Limerick, with 49 people awaiting beds. The go-ahead's been given for the country's first supervised drug injection centre in Dublin. Merchants Quay Ireland has been granted planning permission for the facility in the south inner city. And Bord Pleanála has overruled Dublin City Council planners to allow it go-ahead at Riverhouse in Dublin 8. Local TD and Minister of State with responsibility for drugs policy, Catherine Murphy, is welcoming it but will consult with locals.
I'm looking forward to the service going ahead as soon as possible, but I do believe we have to sit now with the community and work out some of the concerns that they have as well, and myself and the department and Merchants Quay Ireland are very much in favour of doing that. We want this to work for everybody. We want it not only to work for the residents living in the area, but we want it to work for those people who find themselves trapped in addiction as well.
Donegal County Council is reminding the public 'tis the season to recycle. There are 6 recycling centres in Donegal, located at Carndonagh, Letterkenny, Milford, Dunloe, Stranorla and Lahey, with various opening times over the festive period. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Waste items such as glass, cans, textiles, batteries and electrical goods are all accepted free of charge. There's a range of charges from 1 to 8 euro for recycling paper, hard plastic, cardboard, cartons and waste oils. The centres at Carndonagh, Milford and Letterkenny will all be closed tomorrow Christmas Day, while on St Stephen's Day, Letterkenny, Stranorra, Lahey and Dunloe will be closed. Carndonagh, Milford and Letterkenny centres will also be closed on New Year's Day. Meanwhile, Donegal County Council will be closed for much of the Christmas period, with the authority contactable on 074 917 2288 in case of emergencies. In case of issues with water supplies, Irish Water can be contacted on 1850 278 278. More details available online at donegalcoco.ie.
Finally in news, Santa has already delivered 1.8 billion presents for boys and girls all around the world. He left the North Pole at the crack of dawn this morning and his reindeer are now flying over Kazakhstan. Transport Minister Shane Ross has signed an emergency transport order allowing Santa's sleigh to fly through Irish airspace later tonight. Darren Pollard from the Irish Aviation Authority says children in Ireland have a very important job to do if Santa's going to make it here on time.
One key thing is that Santa won't enter Irish airspace until all the boys and girls are in bed and asleep. So I think that's an important message for all the boys and girls out there. They have to be in bed early.
And moving to sport now, Finn Harps has announced the signing of Ryan Connolly ahead of the 2020 season. The former Galway captain is making a return to the League of Ireland, having taken a year out to focus on work commitments. The 27-year-old brings some added experience to Ollie Horgan's squad, having enjoyed spells at Derby County, Ayr United, Sligo Rovers, Shamrock Rovers and most recently Galway United. Connolly says he is buzzing to be given the opportunity by Ollie and Finn Harps to play again. Ireland's new rugby head coach Andy Farrell says he's ready for his new task. Farrell, who has now taken over from Joe Smith, picked a 45-man squad that met up this week ahead of the Six Nations. He has reiterated, though, that there is time for players who have been left out to impress him and no final squads have been picked yet. Farrell says he's been enjoying the setup so far.
I think I could be immersed in the detail, but hopefully I don't get that immersed in the detail that includes me from what we want to stand for, the bigger picture stuff. I think that's why I've always wanted to be a head coach, because the bigger picture stuff and making sure that everything comes together. I'm busy, yes, but great, you know, feeling great about just how busy I am and bringing everything together and seeing how everything works.
Chelsea manager Frank Lampard says changes are needed in society. It comes as investigations continue into alleged racial abuse aimed at players during the Premier League match between Tottenham and Chelsea at the weekend. Lampard believes the problem is far wider than just in football stadiums.
I always do think that when we start to isolate certain incidences, we come away from the fact that we do have this problem where people are very negative and very aggressive and in social media and in stadiums. And I think it's something that we really all need to look at ourselves about.
Troy Townsend is head of development at football equality organisation Kick It Out. He says there's a long way to go to sort the problem and believes English football should take note of what other countries are doing to wipe racism from the game.
I speak quite a lot about what happens in foreign soil, what happened in Bulgaria, what happens in Italy, and we've got to say, are we lagging behind a little bit? Because whatever was said about Bulgaria, they had stadium closures, they had fines that they had to contend with, and we're not even at that stage yet.
Weather now, showers will continue this evening, but they will die out early tonight. It will be clear for the rest of the night with lowest temperatures of between 0 and plus 3 degrees. Winds will be fresh, west to northwesterly to start, easing as the night progresses. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Guardian Donegal are warning people that an organised crime gang they suspect to be behind a fresh spate of thefts from cars could strike again. Mass and churchgoers in Castlefin and Drumahl fell victim to the criminals on Sunday, with cars extensively damaged and cash and other items stolen. Councillors in North Inishowen have been told it's possible that other areas made more noise in the wake of the 2017 flooding, and that's why they received funding first. The comment was made at a recent municipal district meeting as members discussed the possibility of reopening the old Carndonna River Walk. A woman in her 60s has died following a crash in Tyrone. It happened shortly before 7:15 last night on the M1 motorway close to Junction 14 and Tamnamore. A Guardian Donegal have issued a warning after receiving an alert from a local bank that one of their customers almost fell victim to a phishing scam in recent days. The lady concerned received a call from someone who informed her that the amount of €39 had been taken from her account. That's all from Highland Radio News for this evening, and from the news team, happy Christmas. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, December the 24th. The death has taken place of John McGinley, Ballymichael, Fannad, County Donegal, reposing at the family home in Ballymichael tomorrow evening from 6 o'clock and on Thursday afternoon from 2 o'clock. Funeral leaving the family home at 12:30 for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Fanavolte, on Friday afternoon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time on the morning of the funeral. And the death has occurred of Mary Therese McDevitt, née McClay, 15 Knockfilla Grove, Hospital Road, Omagh, reposing at her home. Funeral from there at 11:30 on Thursday morning to St Mary's Church, Killyclogher, for 12 noon Requiem Mass, interment in the adjoining cemetery.